Denise Lindstrom, and she currently works for the Native American Cancer Research Corporation in Lakewood, Colorado, and the project she's going to talk about is called NAPO, and it means Native American Prevention of Obesity. I like that, NAPO.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to ask you to bear with me since this is my very first presentation of this type. I may be not as articulate as some of my co-presenters here, but I will try my best. You can see that my name here is Denise Lindstrom, and I am the only one up here that has two stars by her name and not the alphabet. and that just means either I'm a rising star or after today I'm going to be a falling star. So, okay. Is it just here?
Just click right here, I think.
Yes. Okay. So, first of all, I'd like to acknowledge the participants in our focus group that gave their time and their ideas to this project. And we'd also like to acknowledge some former staff members who also contributed to the project, such as Terry Rattler. Although Rose is still with us, she's not a former employee, so we'd like to acknowledge them as well. Okay, then we're going to talk about a little bit about the demographics. The American Indian and Alaska Native population is increasing about 1.8% a year, which is on the upscale. Instead of decreasing, we're increasing by a bit. We have 2.2 million reported American Indian people that have said that they are American Indian alone without any other race. We have 4.1 million American Indian and Alaska Native alone in combination with other races. More than 550 federally recognized tribes and more states recognized, and this is by the U.S. Census of 2000. Oops, what do we do here? There you go, see? Okay, so then we talk a little bit more about the demographics, which is we have a younger population now, and in our population we have less education, higher unemployment, and higher rates of disability. Of urban Indians 65 and older, 55% had a disability compared to 42% of the general population. We also have lower insurance coverage. On the subject of obesity, especially over the last 10 years, the rates of obesity, diabetes, and morbidities have quickly increased over every age group among American Indians, making this a priority for our population. Almost every health indicator also showed disproportionated risk. And this is exactly what we were just talking about in the previous slide. So, of our population, you can see that 5-plus servings a day of fruits and vegetables, we rate at about 24.3. Non-Indians rate about 24.3, and the U.S. American Indians is 24.8, excuse me. So no leisure time, physical activity, the general population again is at 21.5. For the American Indians, we're at 30.8. On the obese, the MPI, again, the non-Indians are 20.6% and American Indians are 29.0%. You can see that's quite an increase. Of those who ever told us that they had diabetes, again, it was 6.0, and for American Indians, it's 12.4, so that's double. Okay, background. A complex array of history and culture, modern sedentary behaviors, and diet partially explains the increases. Boarding school diets and free foods were primarily carbohydrates and cheeses. Loss of traditional games and physical activities, including dances, loss of traditional cooking and recipes, adoption of high sugar, fried, and fast foods. I did want to make a little note on boarding school. I do have some relatives, of course, that were in boarding school, and their diets were completely changed from what they were used to eating, and we saw a great increase in not only obesity, but diabetes as well in my family. Okay. Yet few health promotion programs target American Indians. Usually, again, there are the issue of us being a small population and the lack of political will. And again, as said earlier, we're also the hidden population in urban areas. Our population is quite spread out. We have about 25,000 Native Americans in the Denver area, but we do not have any central location for us to congregate. Let's see, there's other pressing health concerns in Indian country, remains an underserved population at the greatest risk for consequences of obesity, including other health risks such as cancer. And we all know that obesity leads to cancer in some cases. Study design. Focus groups were conducted with elders, youth, adults, and youth. The audience response system, and I'm sure most of you are aware of that, which is the technology of ARS, where we have our participants come and we ask them specific questions using a computerized system where they answer by clicking a handheld control device, and we collect all our data that way. So all their responses are anonymous. We also had discussion focused on lifestyles, belief behaviors, and obesity prevention. We had 30 people participate in the group and interviewed as part of the 2007 wellness event, which is hosted every year by our organization, where we bring in health specialists to our American Indian community to provide such things as high blood pressure, some issues, some information on diabetes, and so forth. We had 7 adults and 5 youth each participate in the separate groups. This does show small numbers for our population. These are the ones that did participate, though, in this. Because of the small numbers, only seminary results are shown, focusing on percentages. I might be falling here. Demographics. The sample can be described as primary female, came from a Northern Plains tribe. They were ranging in age from 12 to their 80s. Health indicators. 25% of adults and 85% of youth described their health as good or excellent, with no adults who said they had excellent health, and we found that very surprising. 60% of the adults and 14.3% of the youth described themselves as overweight. Energy balance definition. With the adults, we had 75%, and for the youth, we had 14%. That understood what energy balance definition was. We found that surprising as well. Recommended number of fruits and vegetables per day, adults at 60%, and the youth at 0%. That's very alarming. Relationship to cancer from obesity. We found this also surprising, that the adults thought there was no connection between obesity and cancer, whereas our youth, 14% of them knew there was some type of relation. Healthiness of fried bread. I found this very surprising as well. Our adults thought that fried bread was very healthy, and our youth at 43%, not so much. As we asked them also their dietary choices, and we asked if they ate fast food meals last week, 75% of the adults stated that they had eaten fast food meals. Surprisingly, only 57% of our youth said they ate fast food meals. Now, that can be the reason that is, could possibly be, that the adults are employed and they have the availability of funds to purchase lunch, and usually they're going to have fast food. Ate one serving or less of vegetables yesterday. Our adults were 50%, and our youth were 75%. So we were happy to see the increase in knowledge so far as our youth knowing that they should eat more vegetables, but unfortunately they're not. So they're eating one serving or less of vegetables. So we certainly need to work in that area. Ate one serving or less of fruits yesterday. So the adults had 25% and the youth had 71%. Again, that's very alarming, and we need to educate our youth on taking fruit on it as a daily intake on their diet. Ate fried foods twice or less last week. Again, the adults 50% and the youth had 86%. Sugars. Ate sweets 3+ times last week. The adults said none. And our youth said 71%. I don't know if they were very truthful on this survey, but these are the results. Okay, drank 8+ cans of sugared soda last week. Now, again, we found this surprising that the adults said 50% of them said that they had, and the youth only 14%. Another reason we think under the youth that this percentage was lower, we did not include any of your sports drinks in this survey. Days of physical activity last week, we asked them if they worked out 30 minutes or more. So out of every day, the adults, 25% of them do. And our youth was 30%. I mean, excuse me, 0%. She just told me, hurry up. Okay. So general knowledge of nutrition and health was good for the adults and low for our youth. And again, all of this can be downloaded from the website, or you can go to our website to get this information. Okay, in conclusion, reducing health disparities for American Indians depends on addressing obesity. Promotion efforts need to focus on improving fruits and vegetables in our diets. Policies in workplaces and schools need to allow for more physical activity, and American Indian organizations need to promote healthy lifestyle in events and programs. I thank you for your time. Hopefully I didn't do too bad and you did get some information. But again, this presentation will be available on this website as well as ours. And our website is NATAM cancer.org. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, our next speaker is Theodora Papachristou,
and she got her MPH from Cal State Long Beach, and she teaches at Long Beach in areas of gerontology, program evaluation, and research. And she is interested in doing needs assessment in multi-ethnic communities.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.